You're listening to Manx Radio, and I'm Judith Lay, welcoming you to the podcast of Today at the Guild, results and winning performances from the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
And welcome to our first roundup of results and news from this year's Manx Music Festival, The Guild. And it is once again in its usual home of the Villa Marina, classes in the Royal Hall and in the Promenade Suite. And today we have been using the beautiful setting of St Thomas's Church for some of the classes. And of course, those classes would have the advantage of the music drifting up, filling the church and around this wonderful art installation, the Gaia art installation of the world that is there in St Thomas's Church. So we can truly say that the performances there were out of this world. But we'll talk about those in a few moments. So there's always a kind of a traditional feel to the first weekend because we can almost predict that we will have lots of lovely dancing, folk dancing classes in the Royal Hall, and also then down in the Promenade Suite, we have the instrumental brass solo classes. And we start with the young players working through the day and through into the evening to the older players. And the adjudicator, once again, was full of praise for the quality of playing. Again, the adjudicator in the Royal Hall was full of praise. Rachel Clarkson was adjudicating the dance, and she was full of praise for all that she saw and enjoyed. There's a different way of marking this year. In fact, marks are not being given because the whole emphasis is on encouraging the people who are taking part, looking at what they're doing that is good. And as one young person explained to me yesterday, a brass instrumentalist was explaining to me that it's more about technique and improving technique, helping the players to improve their technique rather than mark them just on what they've done that particular day, which might be a piece of music that the adjudicator particularly likes or something like that. So it's quite a different way, and there will be, I have no marks to give you. I'll be able to tell you who came first and who came second. And in lots of instances, we had people coming joint second. We'd have a class winner and joint second places. But no marks to be given out. Everybody gets an adjudication sheet, and those are really the important part of the festival now, because that's something for the performer to go away, talk to their teacher about, or just reflect upon themselves and see where they might get what was good and what might get even better in their performance. So I'm hoping to talk. I was thinking I'd probably have a chat with Mandy Griffin, who, as somebody who is very experienced as a performer herself, a very successful competitor and a very respected music teacher. Mandy is going to have a chat with me about the new way of marking and just sort of give us a little bit of an insight into that. So once Mandy and I have a little chat, I'll be able to include that in our coverage of the Guild. But let's listen now to a class winner. We're going to listen to some younger players in a moment, but let's start off with a very talented young man who took a class win in the adult brass instrumental solo class. Listen now to Ashley Cole, and he is accompanied by his wife, Naomi. Class win for Ashley Cole.
Thank you.
Clouds winner Ashley Cole, accompanied by his wife Naomi on piano. Winner of the Adult Brass Solo Clouds. Last night in the Promenade Suite, adjudicator Roy Robinson was very encouraging, and he loved elements of everybody's performance in this class, where the standard was very, very high. As one person who was in the audience said to me, she said, every time somebody played, I thought, oh, that's my favourite. And then the next person would play and I think, oh, no, that's my favourite. Very, very high standard in this class. First place to Ashley, close behind him. Second place was Juan Wright with a very special piece of music. Incidentally, Ashley, choice there, technically very difficult piece, Song from Milestone, and for that he got the ESI Quail Cup. And but we certainly will include Joan Wright's piece of music, if not tonight, certainly in our coverage in the next night or two, because there's a special little story behind that one as well. Listen to this. This is a delight. This is Alan Morgans, and he won his class for brass instrumental solo up to 11-year-olds. You're going to love this. This is Alan Morgans. And once again, the accompanist was Naomi Cole, and that was Tutta Boogie, a class-winning performance from a young, talented young player, Alan Morgans. Right, let's have a break from instrumental music. We'll come back to that a little bit later in the hour. But now let's hear some voices, Manx voices, to be precise. And this is a class-winning performance from last night. A very entertaining night. Again, a great mixture of classes. I'll tell you about more about that in just a moment. But a great and very entertaining mixture of classes in the Royal Hall last night. A class win here for Manx voices under the direction of Angela Stewart.
Ave Maria, gratia
plena, Ave Maria,
Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus ventris tui.
Thank you.
Manx voices. Getting some very well-deserved and appreciative applause there. Ave Maria by Zoltán Kodály, and it has to be said that his music is quite challenging, but it's not too challenging for Manx voices, where they took a class win. Now, this was quite funny, because in the same class, this is the adult vocal ensemble class, there were two other ensembles, the Glenfaber mixed chorale and vocal chorale and the Glenfaber ladies. And fortunately, they were awarded a joint second prize, which avoided any unpleasantness back at the choir rehearsals. We will listen to both of those. The first one we're going to listen to, but as I mentioned, there were two other ensembles, the Glenfaber Mixed Ensemble and the Glenfaber Ladies Ensemble, both of them conducted by Muriel Corkish. And happily, there was a joint second place for both of them, for the both ensembles. Let's listen now to the Glenfaber Mixed Ensemble, and their choice was a Don Bessick piece, As Long As I Have Music. Was the Glenfaber Mixed Ensemble, and I'm going to move on to a different class now, but that doesn't mean that we will not be coming back to these classes. What I'm trying to do is just to give you as much of a variety of the music that we've been enjoying over this weekend, but as I go on with the coverage, I will be coming back to these classes and playing some more from it. So don't think, oh well, you know, you haven't played anything from that particular class, so that won't come again. It will. I'm just, as I say, just trying to mix things up to give you as much variety from our coverage. Now, let's just talk a little bit about the dancing, because there was something quite funny that we talked about in the Royal Hall yesterday morning. And we've got this lovely folk dancing, country dancing, where we've got some fine dancers, and lovely to see young dancers and adults dancing together. So much passion and so much attention to detail and such skill. Rachel Clarkson was full of praise for everything that she saw. Perry Bain, they got the Leighton Stowell Cup for the overall highest mark in the Morris Folk and Country Dancing classes. But Skevenjerg, which means red herring, they also did very well indeed and took away plenty of silverware. In the programme, the dances that are going to be performed, their names are there. And some of them are in Manx and some of them are in English. Perry Bain took a win in the Morris dance class for Knickers in the Hedgerow. I was talking to one of the adult dancers and he looked at me a little disapprovingly that I thought it was amusing. And he said they were spare knickers. Apparently it's a traditional dance. It was performed beautifully and it gave Perry Bain a win in the Morris dance class. Incidentally, if you do anything on Facebook, go to look at the Manx Music Festival Facebook page, because Zoe Cannell is doing a fabulous job. She's there. She pops up at the end of every class everywhere. I don't know how she does it. She takes photographs of the winners and she pops them straight away on the Facebook page and often puts a little bit of history. If there's something interesting, a little snippet of news or something to do with the group or the performers. So well worth having a look. Manx Music Festival on Facebook. Search for them and you will get addicted. You'll be popping back to have a look and see what Zoe has put up there. So thank you to Zoe and congratulations on keeping us so well informed. So we're going to listen to Richard Costain now. It's just so lovely to have Richard back in the Guild, because I remember when Richard competed as a young boy, had a beautiful treble voice. He won Young Singer of Man, I think that was in about 2002. And he just it made his singing sound so effortless. He's gone away, trained as a pharmacist. He works in Liverpool now. I think he's at Alderhay Hospital. But we are thrilled that in recent years he's made time to come back and to join in the Guild again. Let's listen to him now. He sang in St Thomas's Church this afternoon in the General Vocal Solo class for adults. The adjudicator, Anne Marshall, it's her first visit to the island and she's loving everything that she has heard. Richard's accompanist is Graham Kirkland, and he's chosen a beautiful piece. It's Silent Noon by Vaughan Williams. It won him the Mary Purcell Black Cup and the LTC Corlett Prize. Enjoy, Richard Costain.
All around are nests. sun-searched groves, the dragonfly hangs like a blue thread loosened from the sky.
You know, I say that you can hit, if there's a little pause between the singer finishing and the applause starting, you can just tell that the whole audience are just caught up in the music, can't you? You can just feel that in that just little, that significant pause after the music and before the applause starts. Beautiful. Richard Costain, class winner with the beautiful Silent Noon by Vaughan Williams. And my colleague, Bob, who was recording in St. Thomas's this afternoon, he said afterwards, he said, I'm going to look up some more of Vaughan Williams' music. He said, I'd no idea it was so beautiful. And that is one of the many spin-off benefits of the Guild, isn't it? That it introduces us to a genre of music, perhaps, or maybe a composer that we've never really considered before. It's all part of the Guild magic. Now, somebody else whose progress it's been really exciting to chart is Jessie Quigley. Jessie is still very young, but a very, very experienced singer. She started her musical career as a chorister in the cathedral in Peel, and then she was encouraged to go away to train. She went to a choir school away. I think she went to Durham and gained huge experience there and learned a lot of her music. Back with us on the island, she sings with various ensembles across, but she's here in the Guild and we're going to listen to her now. And again, Jessie was a class winner. She was singing in St. Thomas's this afternoon, and again it was a vocal solo class where Jessie was the winner. And again, her accompanist is Graham Kirkland, and here the set piece was two contrasting songs, and Jessie's choices were La Pastorella della Oppi by Rossini and the piece that we're going to listen to now, which is The Cloths of Heaven, accompanied by Graham Kirkland. This is Jessie Quigley.
Yeah.
Jesse Quigley and the Cloths of Heaven. Jesse was accompanied there by Graham Kirkland. That is just a beautiful piece of music, beautifully sung. Now, we like to do things in style on the island, don't we? And that goes for the Manx Music Festival. And we love surprising people who don't know us. Well, Anne Marshall is our lovely adjudicator, and she started work yesterday in the Royal Hall. And what did we offer her yesterday afternoon? We offered her songs from the musicals. This is for our young singers. It's there's three classes of songs from the musicals. And this was for the 8 to 13-year-olds. And so songs from musicals, own choice of an age-appropriate song that's not been set for other classes, and it can include film and TV music. So big choice there. And indeed, I can't see in the class any very, very few duplications of chosen songs. However, we did have, if there was a drum roll, I would do it now, 61 entrants. And Anne Marshall, who was clearly loving every minute of it, she said that she can't recall coming across such a big class anywhere in any music festival in the British Isles. And these adjudicators are very experienced people. So we will listen to the winner of the class and the two young ladies who came in joint second place right after this break.
Station Manx Radio.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
And we go back, as promised, to the songs from the musicals solo class. This is for our young singers from 8 to 13. The winner was Eilish Kilgallen, and Eilish chose to sing Whippoorwill from The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and her accompanist is Madeline Kelly.
There was a little boy out playing as the sun went down. He could see the shadows lengthening around the town. And he heard the whippoorwill call. Said the little boy, come whippoorwill and show. So So the jealous raven folded up his wings. I will show this child why the whippoorwill sings. So he pointed down toward the deep ravine, the fastest river that the boy had seen. The boy hurried down to the river's red sand. He slipped and fell, and the poor boy drowned. But as his soul flew up into the cold night air, the sweet little
class-winning performance there from Eilish Kilgallen, and that was Whippoorwill from The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And we had joint second place for Ava Corlett and Crystal Stitt. Let's listen first to Ava, and all she wants is to be popular.
Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project. I know, that's what makes me so nice.
Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, who isn't less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. But when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, ew, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and flout. I'll show you what you do. How to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I know the popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts, you'll begin at sports, the slang you've got to know. So let's start, cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis, think of it as personality dialysis. Then I've chosen to become a palimpsest or an advisor. There's nobody wiser.
You're gonna grin and bear it, you newfound pup.
very assured performance from Ava Corlett, and her choice was Popular from Wicked. And it is worth remembering that we're listening to young singers here aged between 8 and 13. That's the age range for this class. What tremendous promise. And I said it was a joint second place for this class. So alongside Ava in second place also was Crystal Stitt. And Crystal chose from the Broadway musical Beauty and the Beast. She chose Home. This is Crystal Stitt. Crystal Stitt, accompanied by Madeline Kelly, and joint second place there with Ava Corlett in the songs, junior songs from the musicals. Now, that is the end of our coverage for tonight. Tomorrow night, I'll be back at 9 o'clock with another hour from the Guild. But if you possibly can, get to the Promenade Suite tomorrow morning at 9:15, because it's a new class. It's going to be brilliant. It's little stars, tiny children who are not old enough to go into any other class. Come down and give them your support.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
The Nation State.